Far-left Muslim Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed includes gender-affirming care in platform. By Hannah Knudsen on July 2, 2026. Far-left Muslim Michigan Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed prioritizes gender-affirming care. Leftists speak for genital mutilation surgery, puberty blockers, and hormone therapy, as part of his platform. El Sayed, backed by socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and most recently Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, views universally affirming the delusions of those suffering from gender dysmorphia as an important priority. His official website places this priority under the grander scheme of universal health care, billing himself as the only candidate for the U.S. Senate in Michigan running to guarantee health care for every single American. Medicare should be automatic, for everyone, and accepted everywhere. Medicare for All does not have to ban additional private insurance through unions or employers. Although Medicare for All should make those choices redundant and unnecessary, he said. Under that subset, he calls for healthcare freedom for women and LGBTQ+ Americans. Speaking about his prioritization for affirming the delusions of confused individuals as well as allowing women to stop the heartbeats of their own unborn children. Everyone has the right to make personal decisions about their healthcare. Healthcare decisions should be made by a patient and their parents if they are a minor, and their doctor no one else. He writes, adding, that includes reproductive and gender-affirming care. In other words, because El Sayed believes in a universal health care system, one can conclude he believes taxpayers should fund genital mutilation surgeries as well as the murder of unborn children. His website continues, I'll fight to codify the rights once protected by Roe v. Wade into federal law. Further, I oppose any effort to criminalize certain medications and the use of lawfare or funding cuts to stop healthcare providers from providing full-spectrum healthcare that meet all the needs of their diverse communities. He is far from the only leftist candidate pushing such priorities. Melit Quiroz, a socialist congressional candidate who defeated Democrat Rep. Diana Degette in Colorado's first congressional district primary, believes there should be a federal trans bill of rights. She believes it should guarantee the right to accurate, self-affirming identity documents as well as access to gender-affirming care for all ages. El Sayed leads his primary opponents in the bulk of the polls ahead of the August 4 primary.